lots of people say Israeli forces shouldn't be allowed to take cameras and phones into combat. I'm glad that they are allowed to, because it allows the world to witness what's happening.
You see huge blocks getting blown up, universities getting blown up.
The fact that they've been able to rig these buildings up with explosives shows very clearly that there's no current threat from those buildings.
There's no justification for destroying a structure if the enemy isn't in it.
The International Criminal Court has jurisdiction to look at precisely these allegations where civilian property has been targeted and where civilian property is being looted. I see there are some identities given here, so depending on that evidence, charges could be brought.
These videos don't show a professional army. They show an army that at times appears to almost completely lack any self-discipline. To the point where one thinks it's not just personal lack of discipline, it's an institutional lack of discipline.
You can't go around wantonly, unnecessarily destroying civilian property. It's banned. And if you do enough of it, it's a war crime.